Hello and welcome to another midweek message. I'm not even going to look at the temperature. It's cold out there. There's wind. It's cold. There's rain cloud. It's awful. Even when the sunshine is out, it's cold. The air is cold. I don't know where it's coming from. It must be coming from the north somewhere, I would have thought. Surely not coming up from the Mediterranean area. So no weather report this week. I've had enough of it. You'll be pleased to hear. I hope you're keeping well. Hope you haven't been doing anything daft. I haven't. I've behaved myself. We went out Sunday, had a nice meal. 18 of us. It was 20 of us, but 18 of us in the end, had a lovely meal. And I behaved myself. Well, I had to. I was on Coke because I was driving. No, not that sort of Coke. The Coke as in the drink type Coke. Our tortoise makes me laugh. Gary, he comes out of his house. He's in the shed. That's where he lives. He's got a heated place in there. He's got a little hatch to come outside. First thing in the morning, he comes out down his ramp into the garden, looks around, turns around and goes straight back in because of the cold. He's not daft. He goes straight back in under his heat lamp. Let's move on away from the weather. Chloe, nice to hear from you. What sort of shoes did I wear in the 50s and 60s? Well, in the 50s, I was a child. I wore sandals. Do you remember sandals? We all had those with the buckle on the side and those funny patterns stamped out in the front. Sandals with socks. Back in the 50s. And plimsolls. We wore plimsolls at school for PE. What was that? Physical education or something. I didn't do that if I can help it. I used to pretend to be ill. I was always pretending to be ill when I was a child to get out of things. But of course then, Chloe, the 60s came along and my teenage years had arrived. So I wore Cuban Hill boots. They were the things back then, Cuban Hill boots. You look at the pop groups on the stage. Back then, they were black and white, or Top of the Pops, if you see any old copies of Top of the Pops back then. Look at the lead guitarist, the singer. They've all got Cuban Hill boots on. I've got a pair of Cuban Hill shoes. I don't know why I bought them a few years back. I thought they'd be good, but they're not boots, they're shoes. They don't quite look right. In fact, number three daughter said to me some time ago, why are you wearing women's shoes? I said, well, what do you mean? They're not women's shoes. They're Cuban Hill shoes. She said, well, they're for women. So I haven't worn them since. I do have a pair of Cuban Hill boots. They're really nice. They're a little bit like cowboy boots, I suppose. They're pointed, rather like the old winkle pickers in the old days. The Teddy Boys wore those, of course. In the 50s, grown-ups, the teenagers and early 20s, they wore winkle pickers. And what were those other things? They were called, for some reason, they were called brothel creepers. I don't know anyone that had those that used to creep around brothels. But that's what they were called. Sort of blue suede shoes, Elvis Presley type. Did he sing that? I believe he did. But that was before my time, really. I was still in sandals and plimsolls. Then we had the baseball boots when I got to kind of 12, 13. They were, well, you know what they are. I don't know what they call them these days. They're lace-up boots, aren't they? Rather like plimsolls, but sort of boots. There is a name for them. They're all the rage these days. Girls wear them with dresses. Well, young ladies wear them with a dress. They look nice. They've got their hair done, their makeup, the lovely dress. Then these baseball boot things on their feet, which look, I suppose, I was going to say odd, but I must have looked odd when I was in my teens. Well, I did. I look very odd. I still do. I've had a haircut. Shame you can't see it. It was getting so long. The other day I trimmed the front because I couldn't see where I was going. And this morning I thought, that's it. I've got to do something. Went round, saw my hairdresser chap, and he's done a good job on that. So I can now see. Hello, Frank. Nice to hear from you. Podcast episode ideas from Frank. Strange people. Characters from the past. I've known some characters in my time. I've added that to my list, Frank. Your ideas. Thank you for that. I have my book of podcast ideas, and I do go through it now and then and choose a subject or an idea. So do keep sending them in. raysrants@protonmail.com. Be good to hear from you, as always. Not sure what I'm doing this Sunday. I'll give it some thought and see what I can come up with. Talking of strange or peculiar characters, there was a chap I knew back in the 60s. He had a Lambretta scooter. that he used to potter about on. And one evening we left work and we were just walking along the street. He had his crash helmet with him. And he said, oh, I'm going this way. He normally parked his scooter in a certain spot. He said, I'm going this way. So I said, oh, I'll come with you. It was the way I was going as well. And he said, no, you go your way. It's all right, I'm going up here. I've got to see someone. And he was all cagey and weird. So I said, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. And I followed him because I knew he was up to something. I thought, what's he doing? Yeah, why can't I walk with him? It was on my way. So I followed him, kept out of sight. He got into a car, a Ford Zodiac. Lovely, beautiful Ford Zodiac. Oh, straight six-cylinder engine. Oh, wonderful car, bench seat, column change. Next day at work, I said, how's your scooter going then, Derek? Yes, yeah, fine. He said he had his crash helmet with him. And I said, I didn't realise that Lambretta made cars as well. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, your scooter seems to have turned into a car. Is that a straight six Lambretta Zodiac? I caught him out. The reason was he didn't want anyone to know that he had a car or that he could even drive a car. He was, what, 17? He was older than me. The reason was the service manager, the boss, would say to anyone that got a car, oh, could you pop out and do a couple of TV calls? There's the addresses. And he couldn't say no, not to this particular boss. You know, he was pretty firm. He was scary, very scary. So my mate Derek carried his crash helmet into work as if he was on his scooter. And he had this car parked up the road and around the corner. That's quite funny. I mean, Derek was a strange character. I wonder whether you're listening, Derek. Do you remember me from the good old days? We had some fun back then, didn't we? Happy days. And Paul from back in those days. Hello, Paul. I know you listen. You remember Derek, don't you? He was a strange lad. Actually, thinking about it, Frank, your email, it did get me thinking. I knew quite a few strange people back then. Mind you, I was probably strange as well. I think I still am. Well, other people think I'm strange anyway. Look at that sky. Black sky out there. It really is awful weather. I'm often asked about the clothes back in the, not the 50s so much, because I was a child, but the 60s when I was in my teens. Yes, we had the flared trousers. Hipsters, of course, they were very low, the hipsters. I like those. I don't like these trousers that come up to your navel. That was the 70s, wasn't it? That come up to your navel. That was the 1970s, wasn't it? The, what were they called? I can't remember what they were called. The very high waistband. They were horrible. I hated that. Have you seen these old films, 40s, even 30s, maybe early 50s, where men's trousers, you look at the old men, their zip on the front of the trousers, it's about a foot long. It really is. It's a huge long zip and it goes up to the middle of their chest. The waistband, well, it's not a waistband, it's a chest band. It goes up to the middle of their chest, the trousers. Then they have braces with them that are very short, of course, because the trousers are almost up to your neck. Have you seen that on these old films? And they were so baggy. Really baggy trousers with turn-ups. Awful things. I could never wear anything like that. It's quite interesting looking back at clothes over the years, how they've changed. Once we got into the 60s, then trousers, well, all clothes became tight. Drain pipe trousers to school. They had to be straight and drain pipe, almost skin tight. Then as you get into the 60s, they're flared, the bell-bottom type trousers. Then as you go into the 70s, there are these, I don't know, high waistband dreadful things, awful things. And the fashions keep changing, don't they? Over the years, I've always heard that what goes round comes round. And in the 60s, we had miniskirts, which was great. As a teenage lad, I quite liked the miniskirt idea. Who wouldn't? What goes round comes round. Miniskirts never came back. I've been waiting decades for them to come back and they never have. So what's gone wrong there? All the other fashions come in and out of fashion as the decades go by. We go back to this and then we go back to that. Do you remember the big shoulder pads on women's jackets and dresses? That was the 70s, wasn't it? Those huge shoulder pads. They looked like American football players, didn't they? The women, well, not exactly the same, but you know what I mean. But where are the miniskirts? I've been waiting decades for them to come back and they haven't. When I say clothes in the 60s were tight, as in the tight trousers and the flares, they were flared, of course, but jackets were quite tight-fitting. They were waisted. shirts were waisted, men's shirts would go in at the waist. Do you remember I said a few weeks ago, I like the waisted shirts, but these days I have to wear shirts that go out at the waist, not in, they have to go out so I can fit in them. Isn't it awful? Getting old, it's dreadful, really. Although it's good fun in many ways, I love it. You can get away with things as you get old. You can do things that would normally be frowned upon, but, oh, it's all right, he's an old man. Ignore him. I don't know what sort of things I can get away with. I'm digging a hole now, aren't I, that I won't be able to get out of, so we'll leave that there. OK, it's time to say goodbye. I shall see you on Sunday, as always. Now, what's happening? We've got May, haven't we? The 1st of May is next Wednesday. So we really are heading towards summer now. Well, you wouldn't think so, looking out there. It is freezing. No, enough of the weather. Look after yourselves. Be good, be bad, be whatever, but be happy. Take care. Bye-bye for now.